and welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast for Friday, February 12, 2021. Today in the news, gold prices climbed to a one-week high this week as the dollar and real U.S. Treasury yields declined, with investors weighing prospects for a fast-tracked stimulus package in the U.S., reports Bloomberg. Dollar weakness will attract renewed interest back into gold and silver, given the pull from rising copper and platinum prices, which jumped this week on inflation worries, said Ole Hansen, head of commodity strategy at Saxo Bank. Well, today is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. It's a time to reflect on the power and poetry of the language he used to communicate his vision of the United States, writes Dr. Gatwick at Bangor Daily News. His words transcended the bitter politics of the time. They expressed what the nation and his Republican Party stood for. Words have the power to unite us or divide us. Because of Lincoln's words, we are one nation today, not two. Lincoln's moral compass was set on the star of a single nation under the Constitution, he writes. With the Civil War, this grew to include the abolition of that great evil, slavery. His words still speak to us now with great immediacy. Okay, so would you support the lockdowns if it meant losing your own job? Asks John Tamney at Real Clear Markets. The lockdowns that cities and states foisted upon the American people to fight the spread of coronavirus were tragically wrong, he writes. This was especially true assuming the virus had been even a fraction as lethal as the alarmists told us it was. Freedom is its own virtue. Plus, it once again generates information. Freedom also generates economic growth. When people are free to work and operate their business, wealth is created. And lastly, after an exuberant few days of Reddit raider rampaging, marijuana stocks are stumbling this week, reports Zero Hedge. A small basket of the most discussed pot stocks on Reddit has dropped notably. Sundial is barely holding on to gains, but is down hard already. Tilray is down over 30%. As witnessed with GameStop and AMC, retail investors from Wall Street Reddit crowd obviously have a lot of influence and power, said Matt Hawkins, partner at Entourage Effect Capital, a cannabis-only private equity firm. And now they have got bored and moved on, it appears. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily Podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Pick up the phone and do it today.